Operation Underground Railroad, an anti-human trafficking organization, has become an officially recognized charity in Mexico. By declaring itself as a charity, the organization will be able to host fundraisers to raise money and awareness for child exploitation operations in the country. Matt Osborne, OUR's Senior Vice President for Rescue and Rehabilitation, says he is looking forward to partnering with the Mexican government to further rescue and rehabilitate trafficked and victimized children.
A lot is said in the press about Mexico, the problems they have with organized crime, drug trafficking, but we've seen a real dedication, real commitment to fight child exploitation. We see men and women in the federal police, in the Attorney General's office, in the Mexican Congress, in the Ministry of Interior, willing to work with us.
Since opening its operations in Mexico in 2015, OUR has rescued 42 victims and has assisted in the arrest of 17 traffickers throughout the country. Osborne says these efforts to help trafficked children would not be made possible without the help and support of Utahns due to their willingness to donate, spread awareness, and to help in the investigations and operations.
We've been very blessed to be supported here by Utah. We look forward to working to support all the dedicated men and women in U.S. law enforcement around the world to fight this horrific crime.
Osborne says human trafficking is not just an issue in Mexico, but a problem worldwide. He says people should be careful wherever they are.
Be careful online. Be careful walking the streets. Not again to be scared, but just always be aware. And if you see something, say something. If you see something looks suspicious, say something to authorities. The worst would be is that it's nothing and, you know, you just have told them something that didn't need to be. The worst would be is if you didn't say anything and it truly was a serious issue.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Haley Hendricks.